Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
So it's a Woman Crush Wednesday. And as you know, on a Woman Crush Wednesday, we celebrate incredible women doing amazing things in different industries. And we bring these women to you as inspiration. Today, I speak to the executive producer of an African reality show that debuted at number one on Netflix in South Africa and number nine on Netflix USA. Okay. The show, of course, is Young, Famous, and African. I think I binge-watched it over a couple of hours. I was just, like, obsessed. I didn't sleep. I was like, yes! And it features top African celebrities like Kanye Bao, Diamond Platnumz, Nadia Nakai, Zari the Boss Lady, Naked DJ, and many, many more amazing talent from the continent as well. And the executive producer's name is Adelaide Joshua Hill. Adelaide is also the head of content and creative at Urban Brew Studios. And I have her on the line. We've been wanting to have you on the show, Adelaide. How are you?
I'm good, and you, Carol? I'm so honored to be on your platform because I'm from Ishawi.
Oh, yay!
Homegrown talent.
Oh, my goodness. I get so excited when I learn on the show that a guest is from KZN, because it's incredible to see how KZN is taking over the world. And here you are taking over the world with this amazing reality show. It was so beautifully filmed, Adelaide. I'm a junkie for reality TV, and the way it was filmed, the places that were chosen, the locations that were chosen, the people that were on the show were just amazing and showcased Africa in such a beautiful light. Tell us about the brains behind coming up with the show and how you came to this idea.
So actually it was two producers from Ghana, Peace and Martin.
Yes, Ghana!
They came to us and we co-produced the show together.
That's amazing.
So it was their brainchild, and they came to Urban Brew, and we sat together and we kind of just thought to ourselves, one of the big things is that how do we show a different side of Africa to the world?
Yeah.
And what we wanted to do with this show was to create a show that was like the Wakanda of reality shows.
Right,
and that was our whole thing.
And it absolutely is. I mean, it does show a very luxurious side of Africa, its opulence, the cars, the venues. Was that all intentional?
Yes, definitely. And funny enough, it is their lifestyle.
Yeah.
So what we didn't want to do as well is for this to become a scripted show. So we kind of put them in situations, and then they ran with it. So everything you see them experiencing and saying, and that's all in. There was no scripting that went into that, because we wanted to be authentic about that and about who they are and the places that we have, and just show the world how amazing Africa is and the amazing people that we have here. Mm. And yes, we all do crazy things, and there were some crazy moments,
yeah.
but it's just looking at this continent in a different light, and that's what we wanted to do.
Now, you are a woman in the TV industry, which is a cutthroat industry, a highly demanding, competitive industry. How do you do it? Like, how do you stay innovating? How do you stay, doing this?
I think it's staying young. At the ripe old age of 46, it is staying young.
Yeah.
And it's also about just being open-minded about these amazing young people that have got wonderful ideas, and being open to hear them and trying new things and constantly learning. I think the one thing that I take pride in, I only got into the industry very late, and the one thing I decided was that I was going to work really, really hard and do things that were not in my job spec, and just push and try and make sure that I gain as much information as possible so that I can get further. And it proved to pay off. So
yeah.
For all those people out there, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can get into anything at any time. You just got to want it bad enough.
Wow.
And also, it's kind of looking at, it's still very much a male-driven industry. But having said that, it's also taking your seat at the table, as they will say, and just knowing that your voice can be heard, and don't be afraid to use it.
I love that. I was going to ask you for inspiration, but I just got that in your answer as well. Congratulations on the nomination for the Best International Show at the British National Reality Television Awards. How does that feel? Was it a surprise?
Floating for days.
When are the awards? How's it looking?
The awards are on the 28th. What I am going to send to you guys, because apparently we have to vote. Okay. So I am going to send you a link so that you can please vote. We are the only African show that is nominated.
Oh my goodness, that is massive.
On all categories. So please, I will send a link so that everybody can vote. We need to vote for Africa. Africa needs to bring this one home. So yes, I'll send that through. But I'm telling you, I don't think I have floated so high ever in my life. I was smiling like a Cheshire cat for days.
I love that. Anything else you want to share with us? And will there be a second season?
Fingers crossed for a second season. And if there is one, I'm sure it's going to be more exciting if that's even possible. But yes. And just kind of, I think the one thing I must say, you know, you've got to attribute your success to all your hard work and everything else. But the one thing I am extremely grateful for is the opportunities that Urban Brew Studios has given me. I don't know whether I could have gone from, I was what did they call me? A research analyst for children. When I started here 14 years ago.
Wow.
And it's just because they allowed me to grow. And I'm very grateful to this company for that.
Oh, that is amazing.
It's an amazing company to work for, a wonderful group of people. As television goes, there's madness every day. But it makes it bearable when you're working with just such great people.
Oh, that's a nice angle. Most of the time, people don't talk about where they work, but that's a great thing. Adelaide, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for being our Woman Crush Wednesday. Have yourself a beautiful Wednesday.
Thank you for choosing me.
Thank you.
I'm going to boast and tell my husband I was someone else's crush today.
I love that. Have a great one, Adelaide.
You too. Thanks, Carol.
Bye.
Okay, then. Bye.
Bye. That is the beautiful Adelaide. She is, as you heard there, the executive producer out at Urban Brew. And as I said, this lady is incredible. Executive producer Adelaide Joshua Hill as our Woman Crush.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.